Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. My voice is a little funny today, but hopefully you can hear me just fine. This is our monthly prayer episode, the first Sunday of the month. Happy prayer episode day. And we are in chapter 40 of Isaiah in the New English Translation, the NET Bible. I'll go ahead and read this, and then I will share your prayer requests and pray for those, as well as pray for you specifically. It's such a privilege to pray. So thank you so much to all of you who are a part of this podcast and make it just make it part of your habit. It's really humbling to me. So here we are in Isaiah 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and tell her that her time of warfare is over, that her punishment is completed, for the Lord has made her pay double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, clear a way for the Lord, build a level road through the rift valley for our God. Every valley must be elevated, and every mountain and hill leveled. The rough terrain will become a level plain, the rugged landscape a wide alley. The splendor of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it at the same time. For the Lord has decreed it. A voice says, cry out. Another asks, what should I cry out? The first voice responds, all people are like grass, and all their promises are like flowers in the field. The grass dries up, the flowers wither. When the wind sent by the Lord blows on them, surely humanity is like grass. The grass dries up, the flowers wither. But the decree of our Lord God is forever reliable. Go up on a high mountain, O herald Zion. Shout out loudly, O herald Jerusalem. Shout, don't be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Look, the sovereign Lord comes as a victorious warrior. His military power establishes his rule. Look, his reward is with him. His prize goes before him. Like a shepherd, he tends his flock. He gathers up the lambs with his arm. He carries them close to his heart. He leads the ewes along. Who has measured out the waters in the hollow of his hand, or carefully measured the sky, or carefully weighed the soil of the earth, or weighed the mountains in a balance, or the hills on scales? Who comprehends the mind of the Lord, or gives him instruction as his counselor? From whom does he receive direction? Who teaches him the correct way to do things, or imparts knowledge to him, or instructs him in skillful design? Look, the nations are like a drop in the bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He lifts the coastlands as if they were dust. Not even Lebanon could supply enough firewood for a sacrifice. Its wild animals would not provide enough burnt offerings. All the nations are insignificant before him. They are regarded as absolutely nothing. To whom can you compare God? To what image can you liken him? A craftsman casts an idol. A metalsmith overlays it with gold and forges silver chains for it. To make a contribution, one selects wood that will not rot. He then sees a skilled craftsman to make an idol that will not fall over. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you since the very beginning? Have you not understood from the time the earth's foundations were made? He is the one who sits on the earth's horizon. Its inhabitants are like grasshoppers before him. He is the one who stretches out the sky like a thin curtain and spreads it out like a pitched tent. He is the one who reduces rulers to nothing. He makes the earth's leaders insignificant. Indeed, they are barely planted. Yes, they are barely sown. Yes, they barely take root in the earth. And then he blows on them, causing them all to dry up, and the wind carries them away like straw. To whom can you compare me? Whom do I resemble, says the Holy One? Look up at the sky. Who created all these heavenly lights? He is the one who leads out their ranks. He calls them all by name because of his absolute power and awesome strength. Not one of them is missing. Why do you say, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel? The Lord is not aware of what is happening to me. My God is not concerned with my vindication. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is an eternal God, the creator of the whole earth. He does not get tired or weary. There is no limit to his wisdom. He gives strength to those who are tired. To the ones who lack power, he gives renewed energy. Even youths get tired and weary. Even strong men clumsily stumble. But those who wait for the Lord's help find renewed strength. They rise up as if they had eagle's wings. They run without growing weary. They walk without getting tired. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, what great promises you have and the greatness of you. Help us today to remember that you are bigger than the mountain that we face. And you're bigger than the mountain inside of us that needs to be moved, some of those things that we need healing from. You are bigger than the sky. You're bigger than all the stars in that sky. You created them all, and therefore we stand before you. We kneel before you. We lay before you and just say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Lord, we need your strength. You do not grow tired, but we are certainly growing tired. We need to know that you see us. We can't compare you to anything because we are so small and we can't understand the majesty that is you. But we are grateful that you are majestic and you are on high and you do take notice of your lowly ones here on earth. Lord, you are aware, you are concerned with our vindication. You are aware of what's happening to us. So help us to know today that you see us and you're walking with us. You are eternal, which means you have no beginning and no end. We are finite. We have a beginning. And Lord, because we are your children, we will live with you forever. Thank you for that promise today. Lord, thank you that even though we grow weary, you do not. Thank you that we might have some wisdom as we grow older, but you have infinite wisdom. And even though as we look back on our lives and we see ourselves younger and how vigorous we seemed, you are stronger than young men who clumsily stumble. We want to wait for you. We want to wait for the renewed strength that comes by seeking you. We need those eagle's wings today. We need those eagle's wings in our families. We need to soar above the circumstances that we are having in our lives. We need to run without growing weary. We need to walk without getting tired. And we cannot do that on our own. We acknowledge that you are the King of all. And you are the one who graciously supplies the strength that we need in our weakness. So Lord, be with us. And be with me as I pray for these requests today.
Hey, Mary, thanks so much for allowing me to give you my prayer request. I am going to have surgery on Thursday to remove a parathyroid gland that has been just kind of out of whack and growing. There's a tumor on it. And when they did a scan to see where the parathyroid tumor was, they found a mass in my chest. And we don't quite know what that is yet. So I'm going and having surgery to take the parathyroid gland out. And I'll know more, I think, on the 21st, when I meet with the thoracic surgeon. Whether I need surgery on my chest. So I'm obviously frightened by this, and I know that God is ahead of me and he knows the answers, but I'm human and I am scared. Anyway, I really appreciate you praying. Thanks so much.
Lord, thank you for this dear sister in the Lord. And I don't know exactly when she's had the surgery, but I know that you answer prayers outside of time, which I think is so beautiful. So I'm going to pray for her. She probably has the outcome that she has asked for. Yet, Lord, you are capable of healing her even now as I pray. Lord, I pray about this parathyroid surgery. I pray that it is successful. I pray that you would empower the thoracic surgeon to do just what she needs. I pray about this mass in her chest, and I pray, if it be your will, Lord, that you would eradicate that, that it would be nothing of importance. And Lord, I pray for her fear, because I'm sure that it's thick and stressful and painful. And as I do pray that you would bring your shalom, your well-being, your overall peace into her heart, I pray for those listening today who also are facing a health crisis. There's actually many of us, Lord, who are faced with an insecure future in our health. And so, Lord, I lay all those folks before you, and I ask that you would intervene. I pray you would give strength where there's weakness. That's kind of the theme of today's prayer. But that's my prayer, Lord. Lord, I pray for good folks to come around those who are sick, even in this time of COVID, Lord, that you would help people to know they're not alone. Lord, we need each other. We need community. We cannot heal alone. We need each other, Lord. And I know I just said that, but it's so, so true. Lord, we lift up every ache and pain. We lift up serious illness. We lift up cancers. We lift up chronic illness. And I pray, Father, that those who are struggling in the darkness of that would see your light, that you would speak life over them and sing a song of deliverance over them today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, Mary. My name is Jody Gonzalez. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, although I was born and raised in Puerto Rico. Mary, I'd like to thank you for your podcast. I'm not very familiar with your books, but I just purchased two that I'm very much interested to, and I'm very excited to listen to them because I bought them in Audible. I'd like for you to please pray for my son. His name is Joseph. He's 24 years old, and he moved across the other side of the United States from Tennessee to Portland, Oregon to begin life. I'm grateful to God that God put that in his heart as I've been praying and praying that he will find himself and find what to do as he felt sort of kind of stuck. My son has struggled with mental health issues all his life. The older he gets, the better he understands his brain and the way he understands why things happen and making some decisions. However, some of the decisions he has made throughout his life has not been very good and have put him where he now is excessively anxious. And I like to pray that God will liberate him from the mental health issues that he struggled with, the anxiety, the insecurities, that he will find himself, that he will know exactly who he is, that he will find God, that he will find good friends and be surrounded by people that he can benefit from and that he can't learn from, and that he'll be safe. May I also like for you to please pray for all the mental health workers out there. I am a therapist, a clinical therapist at a child advocacy center for abused children. Majority of my children are children of sexual abuse, and right now they had to deal with sexual abuse. They had to deal with a lot of violence, domestic violence, physical abuse, and on top of it all, unemployment and COVID-19 issues and all sorts of stress from school and so on. A lot of my work is being done lately through my home, through the computer, which is brand new and gives me sort of kind of a small amount of tools that I'm able to do and to use, because children require so much more from a therapist than just talk in order to engage them in order to help them heal. And I ask you that you pray for all of us who are out there doing this work, that we will learn ways to find exactly what is that our clients need, that we will help them heal, that God will be there with us as we do this, each and every single one of us, and that God will also protect us from the anguish that we hear every day, from the pain that we hear, that we may not take it too deeply, that we'll be able to put it and release it into God's hands for him to use us, but that he will take those. And that many of us therapists we'll find ways to liberate ourselves from the anguish that we may feel and frustration that sometimes we have, and that the Lord will help us and bless us for the work we're doing and help us do it better, but help us take care of ourselves as well. Some of us love taking care of people, but it's hard for us to take care of ourselves. And sometimes it's difficult to find a way for that to happen. Thank you, Mary. God bless you.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Jodi and her heart for you. Thank you for her work among children who are broken. And Lord, right now I lift up her son, Joseph, 24 years old, such an important age, as he is living life in Portland, Oregon, and hopefully finding you there. Lord, I pray for his choices. I pray he would make wise choices. I pray for his mental health. I pray that he would come to the end of himself and reach to you. Lord, you love to reach down into that miry pit in the miry clay, and you love to pull us out of that pit and set our feet upon a rock, making our footsteps firm. So I pray that for Joseph. I pray for mental stability. I pray for good reasoning and logic skills. I pray for a good job. I pray that he would hear your voice and heed it, and that he would be like his namesake Joseph from the Old Testament, who was constantly listening and obeying you and loving you through many, many, many trials. I pray that he would rise up into that Joseph, Lord Jesus. And Lord, thank you for healthcare workers, particularly mental health care workers like Jodi, and I pray, Father, for strength. It's not easy to hear a lot of those stories. It's not easy to bear the weight of the burdens, especially during this time of COVID, where children have been suffering, long suffering, without relief. And Lord, thank you that you see them and that you are the God who wants to rescue them. I pray you would prompt other people to do so as well. And for those who are helping the children who are broken, I pray that you would give them new life, new strength. I know in my own area, the Children's Advocacy Center in Rockwall, Texas, has had a lot of calls in, a lot of cases. And Lord, this is just a hard time for kids in abusive families. And this is on my heart. So Lord, please hearken us to say and do the right thing for those who are hurt. And Lord, I also, in that same breath, pray for our healthcare workers who are so diligently serving those with COVID right now. I pray for protection over their health. I pray for protection over their mental health. And this long slog that they have been walking through has been difficult, and it has tested them beyond their strength to endure. And so, Lord, I pray for rest. I pray for perspective. I pray for healing. And I pray, of course, as I prayed just earlier, for protection. Lord, thank you for the privilege it is to pray for those who are persecuted, to pray for those who are hurting, to pray for those who are battling mental illness right now. It is a privilege. And Lord, I pray for all of us who are battling mental illness, because I think the stats were something like 1 in 2, at least in the U.S. during this time of COVID, have been battling depression and anxiety and suicidal ideation, among other disturbances of the mind. And so, Lord, rescue us. Help us to find the help that we need through psychologists and psychiatrists and through medication and through therapy and through good prayer from friends and from great community. Lord, we need to be rescued from our lot. And I just thank you for doing that ahead of time. And I am grateful for you.
Hi, Mary. This is Palins from Arlington. Please pray for me to have a broken and contrite heart. Also pray for the safe return of my 7th grade students come the spring semester. Thank you and Happy New Year.
Dear Jesus, I thank you for Palin's heart and his desire to have a contrite and broken heart before you. And I know that you love to answer that prayer, and so I know you will answer that prayer. I pray he would have a relationship with you that is responsive and connected and worshipful. Lord, thank you for delivering him from the domain of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for forgiving him. Thank you for giving him new life where death may have reigned before. Thank you for that he is a child of yours. Thank you for the fact that you have endowed him with worth and you have weighted him with glory. Lord, help him to walk into these places of brokenness with courage and strength and bravery. And yet, Lord, even when we don't feel brave, you come alongside us and give us the strength to take the next step and then the next step and then the next step. I pray that for Palins today. I also lift up his seventh graders in the class that he'll be teaching. And I pray, Father, that he would be a light among those kids and that those kids would see you in him. I pray that there would be great conversations about you and that his classroom would be a place of shalom, deep, deep peace. Lord, I pray for all teachers right now who are probably just seeing the slog in front of them, the long months, either by learning together in the classroom or outside with Zoom. Lord, there is so much weariness and so much fatigue in the teaching profession that they need your revitalization. They need your strength. They need your hope. They need to know that you see them. You are the God who sees. And so help empower teachers and school nurses and school administrators today, I pray, especially as they look back over another week of school that they are going to walk through. Lord, I pray for essential workers, for particularly EMTs and firefighters and police workers. And I pray that as they are getting inoculated against COVID, that they would have time to kind of reflect and experience your strength and unpack what has happened to them over the past several months. I know, Lord, there's a lot of collective trauma that we've all endured. And Lord, so I pray that you would give them strength. I pray for the leaders of our country in the United States. And I pray, Father, that you would be glorified in the way that they manage the government, Lord. And I pray for those governments around the world. I don't want to just pray for my government. I want to pray for governments everywhere, the European Union, the government in China, the government in Japan, the government in Uganda, the government in the Congo, the government in Brazil, the government in Mexico, the government in Canada, in Australia, in Malaysia, in India, and so many places, Lord, Oman. I could go on and on and on. Lord, we lift up our country to you, those countries that all of us represent here on Pray Every Day. And we ask that your reign and rule would happen, and there would be justice in our land, that those who are harming others would be brought to justice, that there would be religious freedom, and that we would be able to live peaceably with our neighbors. And Lord, all of this is important, but we also have to come back to that place where we are, where we have to ask ourselves, Lord, what are you asking me to do to love others and obey you in my context and where I place my feet every day? And so, Lord, examine our hearts, test us and try us and see if there's any anxious way in us. And Lord, I know there's anxious ways inside of me. Show me what I'm doing wrong and lead me in the way everlasting. We, like Palins, we want to say that we want to follow you with everything inside of us, to have that broken and contrite heart. You say you do not despise that at all. In fact, you welcome it. And so we, before you, get on our knees and we confess our sins, because you are faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Give us the courage today to say we're sorry, to ask forgiveness, even though that's humiliating and humbling. I pray that you would help us to be agents of reconciliation in a broken world. Lord, help us to be agents of light in a dark world. Lord, help us to understand the spiritual warfare that's flurrying all around us. That our battle is not against people, against flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities and powers of the air. It's against the dark forces in this world. It's against Satan, the enemy of our soul, the accuser of the brethren. Lord, keep us mindful of the battle and help us not to be surprised at the fiery ordeal that we are experiencing, that persecution is normative for the Christ follower. And in that persecution, Lord, we pray that we would withstand it without sin, but that we would entrust ourselves to a faithful Creator. Lord, thank you that you are a rewarder of those who audaciously seek you. And Lord, please reward us for our faith. But Lord, in light of that, I also know that there are people walking through trials today who are listening to Pray Every Day right now, and they cannot see the around the bend in the corner, and they cannot see when the trial will end. I pray for sustenance. I pray for food, manna in the desert. I pray for an oasis when it's dry. I pray for that living water. I pray for that bread of life. I pray for provision, that you would provide for my friend who's struggling financially. I pray for provision of medical care. I pray for provision of health. I pray for an overall prospering of the person listening today, that great shalom that you promise, the peace that you leave with us, the peace that you give us. Not as the world gives do you give us this peace. You tell us not to be troubled, but take heart, you have overcome the world. And so, Lord, as I end this prayer today, I choose to take heart that you are sitting on the throne. Nothing surprises you. Nothing takes you aback. You are sovereign over all creation. You are sovereign over your plans. You are sovereign over our plans. You have a plan for us to prosper us, to give us hope, to give us the next step, and to shine that light for us so that we can go forward. Lord, thank you that you have set us free from the past. Thank you that you have forgiven us of all the sin we have ever committed, past, present, future, that when you look on us, you see Jesus Christ and his righteousness. You have exchanged his life for ours. And now we are children of God, greatly beloved by you. And we can walk in newness of faith. We can trust you because you are trustworthy. We can have faith in you because you are faithful. We can walk with you because you walk alongside us and behind us and before us. We can exercise our confidence in you because you will shore us up. Lord, for those struggling today hearing this prayer, I pray that you would send a friend who would encourage them specifically this week to let them know that they are not alone. Lord, sometimes we just need you with hands. We need you with feet of the body of Christ to show us that you see us and you love us and you will be with us. And Lord, I pray for those, as I prayed before today, those battling mental illness, that you would reassure us of your presence, that you have not abandoned us. You will not leave us. You will not forsake us. Lord, help us to pitch our tent there in that land of your faithfulness, Lord. May our tent pegs go down into the rock. Lord, help us to build our lives upon the rock. And the seas will come and the winds will howl and the rains will pelt us. But because we are standing upon the rock of our salvation, the rock of Gibraltar, so to speak, we will not be moved. Lord, everything around us can swirl out of control. We can experience divorce. We can experience heartache. We can experience betrayal. We can experience substance abuse, pornography addiction, bulimia, all sorts of things, cutting ourselves. All these things can happen. But you are the rock that we stand on. You are the solid ground beneath our feet. Nothing moves you. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the one who keeps your promises to us. Help us to rest in that, to believe you enough to know that you will keep your promises, as I prayed before, and to rest in the fact that you love us. You are for us, not against us. You are, Jesus, you are seated at the right hand of the throne of the Father, interceding for us even now as I pray this. And when we can't even pray, your Holy Spirit within us groans with prayers too deep for words that don't even, we can't even understand what those prayers are, but you do for us. You are an intercessor. You're an advocate. You stood in the place of our sin and you took on the sin of all of us, all humankind, on your sacred shoulders. And because you did that, you provided a way into the Holy of Holies. The veil was torn in two, and we can now enter into that most holy place and experience your presence every single day of our lives. Help us not to take that for granted, Lord. Instead, Lord, we rest, We rest in your truth. We rest in your salvation that you have granted us. We rest in your presence. We rest in your love. I thank you for everything that you've done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to this extended version of Pray Every Day. If you want your prayer request to be prayed for on the Pray Every Day show, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and you just record it, up to 5 minutes of a prayer request, and then I will pray for you on the first Sunday of the month. So again, that's marydemuth.com, marydemuth.com/pray, and that will take you directly to the link to record your prayer. Thank you so much for all the people that called in this time, and I pray that this first Sunday of February is a blessing to you. Rest in God's love today, friend.